Shanti. 14th November 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you have faith in the intellect and be victorious jewel by keeping your specialities in front of you and thereby happily move constantly forward. Keep all your specialities, not your weaknesses, in front of you, and you will have faith in yourself. Do not think about your weaknesses too much, and you will continue to move forward happily. Have the faith that the Father is the Almighty Authority, and so those who hold unto His hand will definitely go across. Those who constantly have such faith in the intellect become victorious jewels. Let there be faith in the self, faith in the Father, and full faith in every scene of the drama while you observe, and you will become victorious. There are two things Baba is telling here. First is about specialities. Keep your specialities in front of you and not weaknesses. Do not think about weaknesses much. Think about specialities. This is a very deep psychological aspect of human nature. If one is focused all the time on weakness, all the time on negativity, he gradually inculcates that weakness. For example, if a person is sick, is suffering from some physical ailment, and he constantly thinks about it, that I am sick, I am sick, I am sick. As per the law of attraction, the thought travel out, the thought has got a wave, the thought is a thing, just as this duster is a thing. In a similar manner, thought is also a thing, and it goes, the vibration travel out. And if I have thoughts of weaknesses, if I have thoughts of disease, and if I have thoughts of failure, the same thoughts travel out in the universe, and they attract similar thoughts of weaknesses. And because of this interaction of thoughts, situations are created. You can say thought is reacting with five elements or circumstance or this nature. And because of this interaction, because of the chemical reaction, situations are getting created. When I think that it will not happen, it will not happen, it will not happen, I will not be successful, I will not be successful, I will be failure, I will be failure, I will be failure, I am very poor, I am very poor, I am born like that, why all wrong things happen to me? When I have such thoughts of weaknesses, failures, they all travel in the universe, and there is a subtle chemical reactions of those thoughts with those vibrations of the universe, and situations are created. I remember there was one patient in the hospital, and he was very poor, and there were many family members, and they would keep on falling sick. And that man was always so peevish, so irritable. Every time he used to come and keep on complaining, I am very poor, I am very poor, I am very poor. And everybody is falling sick in my family and nothing is good in my life. And we have seen that his wife would get admitted, she would get discharged and his son would get admitted. Then he would get discharged, then some other member would get admitted. And every time the same crying business. Every time the same string of complaints. So somewhere we are the creator of our own situations. One of the principles of success in life is to own the responsibility, is to say that yes, I am responsible for whatever situation I am in. I do not blame anybody for whatever situations. I do not blame persons, I do not blame situations, I do not blame circumstances, I do not blame the place. I do not blame anybody. I own the responsibilities. All complete responsibility is mine. If I am unhappy now, it is my own doing. If I have to become happy, I have to create happiness. It is something which I can create because it is all about the thought. So, thoughts are so subtle. Thoughts are so important. Thoughts make or mar human beings. Lofty thoughts, elevated thoughts, an elevated life. Thoughts which are mean, menial, thoughts of inferiority, thoughts of self-victimization, thoughts of vices, they all like make us go down. So it's all depends on the thoughts. What thoughts we are creating, what thoughts we are entertaining within us. So Baba is saying, focus on your specialities. It is not about ego. It's not about ahankar. It is not about that I am greater than you or holier than thou attitude. It's all about who am I actually, my real nature. Suppose we see somebody who is very much ahead of us. Suppose somebody is very tall, but his tallness doesn't make me dwarf. His greatness doesn't make me small. I have my own greatness. Every soul, every actor of this drama is irreplaceable. Nobody can supplant me. I am such a unique masterpiece in this drama. So there is no question of comparison like that. There is no question of jealousy like that here. And if suppose I have some weaknesses, some failing, there is always a room for improvement. In English, there is a saying, the room for improvement is the greatest room in the world. There is always a room for improvement, and this room is the greatest room in the world, whole world. So always strive to go ahead. Rather than becoming self-complacent and sleeping on your weaknesses, it's better to rise, to awake, to devise methods and means and try to overcome that weakness. Focus on specialities. Sharpen the skills. Hone the skills. Whatever little skills we have, that should be made sharpened as much as possible. There's a great example of Brother Jagdish in this yagya. Way back in 1951-52, whence Brahma Baba from here told Brother Jagdish to write a book. A book that should contain all the teachings of Brahma Kumaris in short. And he said that get it verified from the sisters who are there. So he wrote a small book, about maybe 30 pages or so. And there were 12 sisters staying in that center, the very first center in Delhi. And he went to first sister and she did some corrections. So he rewrote that book again. Then he went to another sister. She made further corrections. Then he rewrote again everything. Then he went to fourth, fifth, sixth. Every sister added something. And at the end, what he had written had totally disappeared. Because they all wrote everything what they felt should be the right. And they introduced some of the Sindhi words and some of the Sindhi language. And they said this language is not pure. So at the end of that, what he wrote, almost very few things which he had wrote originally was there. Then he came to Madhuban to bring that book here. And in Madhuban there was a party. And in that party, 3-4 intellectual people were there. One was officer, one was bank manager, and one was some lawyer. So Baba said, show them also. So he showed all of them, all those 4 people. Then each one of them added something new. And then some parties came from outside. And then he showed to each one of those parties. So at the end, then he thought as if this will go on for my whole life. I will keep on doing the same thing for my whole life. And then final thing which was there, which was made, had even not 1% of what he had written. Not even 1%. And then there was a meeting. And there was a very forceful speaker in that meeting. And that speaker said that there is no need for book. Rather than book, we should publish pamphlets. And he proved it, that there is no need of wasting money by publishing any book. And unanimously, that decision was taken that only pamphlets would be published, no book would be published. And then this brother, how he will say, ki please publish the book. How can he say? Because I have written it. So he accepted that. But he was a little dejected at heart. And then he was here in this Madhuban. Baba was there. There was one room and there was a passage and then there was a Baba's room. And when Brother Jagdish was coming, Baba asked what happened about the book. And he said, Baba, everybody decided that book will not be published, only pamphlets would be published. And then Baba said something very, very enlightening. Baba said to Brother Jagdish, what you wrote, only that book will get published. And henceforth, you need not to verify. Whatever you write, you need not even to show Baba. Whatever you will write, that will be the final thing in this yajna. And this is how he got that blessing. And he writes that after this, automatically, a great responsibility came upon me. Baba said, you will be the chief spokesman of this institution. Baba said, you have to head the literature department of this institution. And definitely there was a responsibility, but at the same time, now the task of sharpening the skills. Now was the task of whatever writing skills he had. He need to increase his reading. He need to understand proper writing skills. So from that point of time, he started making more and more efforts. And the result is, he became one of the influential speaker and one of the most powerful writer of this institution. So how all this happened. When we focus on our weakness, weakness would be the result. When we focus on the speciality, that small speciality, that raw thing would become refined. And each one of us has got some speciality which is hidden within us. The thing is to identify it. Yes, this is there. For example, nobody is born as a singer, though they have beautiful melodious voice, but they work on their voices. They do practice riyaz all the time. There was a great musician, and what he used to say is so beautiful. He used to say that I practice every day. If I don't practice for 3 days, my audience get to know that he has not practiced. If I don't practice for 3 days, my audience gets to know that I have not practiced. If I don't practice for 2 days, those who are experts in music, music maestro, they get to know that I have not practiced for 2 days. If I don't practice for 1 day, my close disciples, they get to know that our guru has not practiced today. That's why this mistake. And as far as I am concerned, if I don't practice for a single moment, my own conscience get to know that I have not practiced. So it is the practice, practice and practice all the time that makes us perfect. Nothing worthwhile we are going to achieve without practice, without working on it, and sometimes slogging on it. So it is all about focusing on these specialities and sharpening those specialities, taking that speciality to perfection. What we are doing with what we have been given is more important than focusing on what we do not have. So Baba is saying, keep all your specialities, not your weaknesses, in front of you. Whatever little you have, try to make it better. And you will have faith in yourself. And have the faith. 3 types of faith Baba often describes. 3 types of nishche. Faith in oneself. Faith in God. And faith in Rama. Which is the most important of the three? Which is the most important faith of the three? Not Baba. Baba you are putting at 2nd place. In English, somebody has said, he who gives God, he who gives to God 2nd place in life, gives him no place. That's what they say. He who gives to God 2nd place in life, gives him no place. So, on one side I am there, another side God is there, and third, this drama is there. If a voting is done in Brahmin family, who will get elected? If you do a voting, which faith is more important? No, but we want one. The other 3 candidates. Who will gain the maximum vote? Sweeping victory. So it is, I should have faith in myself. Faith in God, faith in other people, faith in, this is okay. But the most important person I should believe is that I, myself, I can do that. I can do this. Nothing can stop me from doing this. I am full with such bubbling enthusiasm, such tremendous confidence within me. I stand and I can say, I will drink the entire ocean. Such faith. Before me, the mountains will crumble down. Such faith. In Bible it is written, if ye have faith, and if ye order the mountain, get up and get planted on the sea, and if ye do not have a slightest doubt in your heart, it shall be done. But you should have faith. Impossibles become possible with faith. So most important is, I believe in myself. I can do this. Nothing can stop me from doing this. I have done it cycle after cycle. There is none so powerful, so influential, who can stop me. I am invincible, unconquerable. Such unflinching faith, such unflappable confidence. So, have faith that the Father is the Almighty Authority. And so those who hold unto His hand will definitely go across. Definitely the faith in God, faith in Father helps, of course. But even before that is the faith in my own self. So those who constantly have such faith in the intellect become victorious jewels. Let there be faith in the self. Let there be faith in the Father. And full faith in every scene of the drama. So which is the next one? Okay, we have given first to him one. Which is out of these two? Second number? Baba or drama? Okay. And poor drama is at third place. But this is the most important, because this drama, knowledge of drama only makes us stable. This is a very esoteric, very mysterious thing Baba has told about drama. None of the world's literature talks about drama. None of the world's religion talks about drama. There is no literature in any religion which has said that this is a drama and this is this much duration and this repeats and this happens and this is so beautiful and every scene is so beneficial. Such things are not there in any world's religion literature. This is for the first time such a drama has been revealed. This is a divine revelation. So, faith in drama. What are the different types of drama of Brahmin life? Are dramas are also different types? And drama is the most misused word in Brahmin family. Most misused word. Remember, drama is for something that happens in the past. Drama is not for the future. If it is in the drama, then I will wake up in the morning tomorrow and I will have powerful amritala. If it is in the drama, that's a philosophy of convenience. So drama is the most misused word. Drama is something that has happened and now you can't do anything. The milk has spilt. Now you can't do anything. The milk which is spilt down, now it cannot come back in the container as it was before. So you say, it is drama. Whatever that has happened as drama, I accept it, now I go ahead. But don't try to use it for future. So future would be good, that's fine, but do not use the word drama for future. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has made three predictions. First, this is Bhagwan and all the bhaktas, all the devotees would crowd here one day. In front of the door of Bhagwan, Bhagwan ka dar, they all will come back, they will come here one day. The second prediction is, all these buildings, they will be in our hand one day. Now you don't have even 3 feet land, but a day will come, all the whole world's building will come in your hand. That's the second prediction. Third prediction is, who has heard the Murli just now? The third prediction is these mothers, the whole world will bow down in front of these mothers one day. The three predictions Baba has made. So there are predictions in this drama that Baba can do. Yes, this will happen in the future. But the word drama should never be used for future. Always restrict its use to the past. Whatever that happened is drama. Don't try to use it in that way. And one more thing is, I have full faith in this drama. Means whatever that will happen in this drama would be for my good. This is Kalyankari. This is such a age full of benefit at each and every point. So there cannot be any disadvantage. There cannot be any loss. There cannot be any failure in this drama for me. Everything which is happening in the drama is so nice, so beautiful. It's only that I have that tunnel vision. That's why things do not appear very beautiful to me. So, these three faiths, faith in myself, faith in Baba, and faith in drama. All these three faiths, triple faith, is very important. In one of the lectures in America, Swami Vivekananda had said something beautiful regarding this. He said, if you have faith in 33 millions of gods and goddesses of Indian Maithyon, if you have faith in 33 millions of Indian gods and goddesses, and if you have no faith in yourselves, success will not crown you. So first thing is, have that ignited faith in yourself. Have the faith that I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Napoleon had said, nothing is impossible. Impossible is a word found in the dictionary of fools. For me, nothing is impossible. I will conquer the whole world. So these are the people who had that iron willpower within them, that spirit of steel, such undoubted faith, and that helped them. So from today's blessing, two things. First, do not focus on weakness, focus on specialities. You cannot say that I don't have any speciality. There must be something hidden within me, so deep within me. Just bring it to the fore, bring it out. And second thing is, faith, faith, faith. Create that faith. Go in silence, go in solitude, seek the company of nature, have self-talk, talk with the Baba, and churning knowledge. These things would make us powerful. Baba has compared knowledge to two things in today's Murli. What are those two things? It's milk. It is milk. This knowledge is milk. But there are some mischievous children. They turn their face and Baba gives them forcefully milk of knowledge and they don't take. There are some children like that. And today is Children's Day. This is 14th. November is a Children's Day. Bal Divas. And then this knowledge is bombshells, barood. So, try to understand this knowledge in depth. Only those who are yogis will have dharana. That's one more sentence from today's Murli. Only those who are yogis will have dharana of this knowledge. So be yogi. Focus on the specialities, not on the weaknesses. Have faith in yourself that yes, I am born to become one of the greatest yogis of the world. Om Shanti.